Excellencies, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, greetings to you all. My name is Anna Menta and I am an associate researcher at the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, UNIDIR. I'm very delighted to present on this very important topic, countering improvised explosive devices, IEDs. First, I will present UNIDIR's counter IED self-assessment tool. Next, I will share information on how the tool can be used to conduct national self-assessments. And finally, share information on how the findings from a national self-assessment can support the development of a sub-regional counter IED strategy. I hope you find this presentation informative and useful. Pursuant to a request from the General Assembly and with support from the government of France and other close partners, UNIDIR developed an accessible, easy-to-use tool for member states to self-identify challenges in preparedness to counter the threats posed by IEDs. Based on the gaps and challenges identified in the national self-assessment, the objective is to leverage knowledge to enhance preventive and response strategies. In the tool, components of IEDs are categorized into two main categories: upstream activities, those aimed at preventing IED events, and downstream activities, which are associated with the response measures taken after an IED event. The premise of the tool is that the more mature the preventive measures, the less response measures will be required. The most important step is to assess each counter IED activity identified in the model. The tool provides questions and guidance on assessing each activity against five different levels, from level 1, which is the initial level, up till level 5, which is the optimizing level. Then, after assessing each activity, reach consolidated results for downstream and upstream components. Results can be used to establish a baseline of capabilities across the prevention and response cycle, then prioritize efforts to improve capacity and maximize international cooperation and information sharing, and provide a standardized benchmark for comparison. To facilitate self-assessment efforts, a simple data visualization app has also been developed based on Microsoft Excel, which automatically displays consolidated results. Findings from the use of the tool can inform states of their priority for the design, implementation, and review of national measures for countering the threats posed by IEDs. Furthermore, the standardized findings can support the development of sub-regional roadmaps and strategies in contexts where IEDs pose a sub-regional threat and group of interested states within a sub-region have conducted national self-assessments. It is against this backdrop that UNIDIR, in partnership with the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, have endeavored to design a sub-regional counter IED prevention and preparedness roadmap. Using the standardized results from the national self-assessments and in dialogue with member states and ECOWAS, we will identify common challenges and opportunities to counter the threats posed by IEDs at a sub-regional level. Such a sub-regional dialogue can inform the basis of the development of a coordinated sub-regional strategy to harmonize approaches, actions, and responses against IEDs. The premise of a sub-regional strategy is that we are better prepared to tackle the international movement of components, trafficking routes, and illicit cross-border sharing of information to produce, design, and deploy IEDs if we work together. To conclude this presentation, I would like to highlight four key takeaway messages. First, this tool, is the product of a collaborative design and a testament to the value of working together. Second, the data visualization app facilitates the collection of data and display of results. Third, this is a voluntary tool and it is available in English, French, and Spanish on UniDeer's website. The tool will soon be available in Arabic as well. Finally, I encourage you to use this tool to improve national and sub-regional preparedness towards countering the threats posed by IEDs. Thank you.
Good morning.